Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was no mean feat today. You know, Batley, you know, they've been playing some really good football. You know, they've beaten some very good quality teams so far. You know, they've played all the top teams and took points off them, and even the full-time teams. So, you know, they deserve to be where they were coming into this round this week. And we knew that, you know, the threats that they would pose, and we knew, obviously, the weaknesses where we could exploit them. And I'm just really pleased for the team because, you know, it's probably been a bit of an issue for us in recent weeks where I just feel we haven't executed well enough with the ball. We haven't been clinical enough in what we've been setting out to do, and we've put ourselves under a lot of pressure, and you know, it hasn't been for our character within the team and our defensive endeavour and will to work hard for each other defensively. We probably would have come away with a couple of losses there, but now it's a credit to the team. But I've challenged the boys that we've got to start getting better now. We're into round 10. Teams are now finding their feet, other teams are starting to dry up, so they're playing more football, asking more questions, and we have to be better. We can't afford to keep putting ourselves under pressure. And that's what was pleasing for me today, because I saw massive improvement in what we did with the ball. I saw some great rugby league football, which is what we want to do. We want to entertain the fans, we want to play some good rugby league, expansive rugby league, and we got to see a bit of that today, and we got to see some quality tries scored and some good rugby league football. And I'm just pleased for the players there, you know, that they actually managed the game well, they executed the plan well, and above all, they made good decisions at the right times and executed the shapes that we were looking to play. So, no, pleased with it all round.
Had a mad advantage for the last quarter or so of the game, and maybe didn't put as many points on the board as possibly you would have liked at that point.
Yeah, I think so. I think we could have been a little bit more ruthless. I do feel that, and it's funny, you know, when a team loses a man, you know, sometimes, you know, like you said, when you've got the ball, when you've got the extra man, you sometimes try and overplay. I was pretty happy that the boys didn't try and overplay. They didn't fall into that trap, and that's when you start to come up with a lot of errors, and then you kind of invite, and it gets scrappy. So I was pretty pleased we didn't go down that route, but I still felt we didn't pick it up another gear. I really challenged. I wanted the players to pick it up another gear and really try and blow them away and just be ruthless and come home strongly. And I just felt we kind of just played the game out. Yeah. You know, we weren't poor, but we just kind of didn't seem to inject that next level that I wanted to see. And, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't want to be too critical of the team today, but you still always want to challenge improvement in them. And I think we could have maybe finished a bit stronger than what we did. But like I said, you know, to get a score on a 32 points to 8 and get ended up there, and we still missed about, you know, 5 or 6 goals as well, kicking for goals today. It was a bit of a poor day for our conversion rate. But so it could have been well in the 40s for us today. But, you know, against the second place team, like you said, it's a good result.
Is that a worry? Because we were behind the goal at both ends. Both halves, and actually the wind was pretty swirly.
Yeah,
you can look at things and say, well, actually missed 5 kicks when it comes to conversions. However, you couldn't actually predict where the wind was going to turn.
No, I know that. And it makes it difficult for kickers because, to be fair, most of the times you're training down here, you don't have those conditions. Yeah, so it's not like you're training in those conditions every day to get accustomed to it. So, yeah, you know, it's a skill within itself. And that's what I was saying in the post-match interview, that, you know, sometimes you get those days where they go good for the other days, they don't. And, you know, you can't rest your laurels on your goal kicks. You know, is it going to come and bite you in the backside later in the season? Oh, I'm not even thinking about that. As long as we're playing good football and we're doing what we need to do, mate, we'll get the points on the board.